Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Yisra'i, getting closer and closer to the Arba Parshiyos, which are signals that Purim and Pesach are on the way. But not yet, this week is Parshas Yisra'i, and let me share with you a fundamental question, and then a beautiful answer. Question is, back in Parshas Shemais, Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, in what schus are the Jews going to go out of Mitzrayim? Bameida. I'm sorry, Bameida was Avram. But anyway, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, in what schus are they going out? And Rabbeinu Shalom said, Tavdun es alikim alohor hazeh. He said, in a few weeks in Parshas Yisra'i, you're going to be standing on Har Sinai, Beitziach es Ami Mitzrayim, Tadunas Elokim al Har Hazeh. And Rashi says, back there in Shemais, Shesha'alta, Maschus Leishi Yisrael, you ask them what merit will the Jews got in Mitzrayim, and this list that will stand there, Har Sinai. How beautiful. That seems to contradict the idea that we had in Parshas Bayit, that Klal Yisrael left in the schus of the Dam Milah and the Dam Pesach, Va'imalach B'damai Yechayi, Sh'arumim in HaMitzvah, they had no mitzvah, they went out to schus Pesach, and Dam Pesach, Mitzvah Dam Milah. So there seems to be a contradiction in Chazal's as to in what merit Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. I'd like to share with you a beautiful Yesod from Rav Moshe, which is printed in the Kol Ram, and that will answer our question. Rav Moshe there deals with the following. He says that in Mitzrayim, the Egyptians had the sheep as their avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, Mishku ukuchu lachem. Mishku yedechem in avodah zarah. You take a sheep as a sacrifice. Separate yourself from this sheep avodah zarah of Mitzrayim. Factor of Moshe. What kind of business is this? A sheep and avodah zarah? Jews are going to fall for such silliness, such naraskait, and Mishku halalu avodah zarah? They had an avodah zarah of the sheep? It's the most absurd thing that could be. And in what way did they serve the sheep? We're told the Mitzrim, they were not even rayet zayin. They didn't eat the sheep. They didn't shech the sheep. They didn't even pasture the sheep. They just let the sheep roam around the country, like people say they do with in other countries with cows. You think there are Jews there? The Klal Yisrael is going to fall to this avodah zarah. It's such an absurdity that to think that Klal Yisrael would fall to that is absolutely senseless, and it is. Rav Moshe has a unique understanding of the avodah zarah of the Tle Mitzrayim, and why Klal Yisrael was attracted to it. Rav Moshe says there are two types of taiva. There's a taiva gashmi, a desire for physical pleasure, and there's a taiva ruchni, there's a desire to be an elevated person. It's innate in a human being to, on the one hand, have very physical pleasures, eating, drinking, touching. At the same time, there's a part of a person that God created with a holy soul. And the soul wants to do things that are spiritual. Klal Yisrael is commanded. That desire to be a good, spiritual, moral person, v'halachta b'drachav, has to be done in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It has to follow the guidelines of the Torah. A Jew can't just say, I want to do good things and decide on his own what he wants to do. You know, you might think it's a wonderful thing to cook supper for someone. But if it's Shabbos and you cook supper for someone, the person is chayev skila. You have to follow the rules. In Mitzrayim, the avodah zarah of the sheep was this. The Egyptians, like all human beings, had a certain desire to be kind. They looked at the sheep. The sheep is a particularly defenseless and helpless creature. It doesn't have horns to fight back with. It can barely bite. It can barely move. It's a defenseless, helpless creature. The frumkeit of Mitzrayim was do not disturb. Let the sheep do what he wants. He wants to cross the street, you stop the traffic. Let him cross the street. Don't to have shepherds for them. Tayevas Mitzrayim kol reitzayin. The Mitzrayim don't like shepherds. The sheep's got to do what he wants. Leave him alone. So Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a reitzayin. He was a shepherd. He understood that the sheep are there for the benefit of human beings. And Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, go to Klal Yisrael. And tell Klal Yisrael that they're going to go out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, and what's this? And he said, you know which this? Tavdun esolikim ala harazeh. The Jewish people are going to separate themselves from the very ambiguous desire to do good, which is when a person doesn't recognize the Torah from Shemayim. And he's going to put himself under the guidance of the Rabbi Nishalayim. And therefore, in Mitzrayim, they were told, Mishchu kuchulachem, separate yourself from this idea that the Egyptians have of doing good because something feels good, smells good, sounds good. No. Do what I tell you. Take shech the carbon. Smear the blood on the mashkeif, on the mezuzahs. Why? Because the Rabbi Shalom says so. That's the schus of tavdun eselikim ala har hazeh. A schus that a person does good according to the rules of the Torah. And that is the bedamaya chayi, bedamaya chayi. The fact that Klal Yisrael is so devoted to the Rabbi Nishalayim, and they follow the way of serving Hashem ala har hazeh, that's the idea of Klal Yisrael separating itself from the ambiguous desire to be good to the very channeled, focused idea of doing things that are right because the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us it's right. And Rav Moshe warns that even today is a certain drive to do good which is dangerous. He says sometimes it causes Shalom bias problems. A person has ideas of what's right and wrong, and he pushes things that have no source, they have no basis. And Rav Moshe warns about it. Rav Moshe mentions in the same piece in Kol Ram that there are people who, when they learn, they want so much to be Gedalim that they start saying Chidushei Torah before they finish the Masechta. They start pushing themselves to be Gedalim Yisrael, but without the work that's needed, without the knowledge of what's to come. They might be trying to answer a question, it may be in the next page. So to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu kiyore mehabit olekim, but his snake closed his eyes, he was afraid to look at the Rabbi Shalom. Another menaviyu v'yachsu esolekim, they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu with open eyes. You might think that's better. No. The answer is that you need a shibud, you need to submit to Ratzon Hashem. And that is the drive, Lataiv, that has to be channeled right. I will add on my own. Why is it only adolescents that we see that sometimes get this bug to do what's right? They push themselves, some overdo it. And many, many do it in an incredibly wonderful way. They're devoted to spending hours on learning. We see it in adolescents. Why don't we see it in retired people? Shouldn't people becoming retired suddenly become OCD-ish about Kiyum HaTorah? Shouldn't we see them obsessing about spending every minute right? Shouldn't we see them pushing to use their time properly? After all, their time is running out. There's a desire to do good. We have to push and make it happen. And so, that is a thought on this week's parasha from Rav Moshe. Somebody shared with me a beautiful idea, a beautiful thought, which he mentioned, or he actually sent me a copy of, in the name of his father-in-law, the Gaon Rav Yehoshua Bernstein. Rashi says Yisrael was called Yeser because he added in a parasha in the Torah. But Rashi, in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches, says, the beginning of the parasha says, that he added a parasha in the Torah, Va'ata Serza. Now hold on a minute. Yisrael didn't start talking Va'ata Terza. Before that, Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu that what you're doing is no good. He gave him Moser. The answer is that until Ata Serza, it's complaints. is criticism. It's criticism of the way things were. To be critical of the way things were, that itself is not adding a parsha to the Torah. When you have resolutions to the problem, when you come up with ideas, with things that would work, that is adding a parsha to the Torah. And therefore, we learn from Yisra, yes, sir, what was his thing? His thing was, yeah, he had complaints. But it's not his complaints. He had complaints. But that's not adding a parsha to the Torah. A lot of people have complaints. He had ideas. That's adding parsha to the Torah. Beautiful, beautiful thought. So, two mashavas on the parsha. Since this week's parsha has the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh, since that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, let me take the moment and share with you a halacha that's not adequately known for Hilchos Shabbos. And that is that there's a malacha called Bayer. We all know there's a malacha called Bayer. Well, Bayer is, you're not going to take the good from the bad for later use. We all know you're not going to take the good from the bad for later use. But watch out. Be careful. Be careful. Sometimes you may be going to sleep well Shabbos. You think, wow, tomorrow I want a bottle of wine from the fridge. So you go to the shelf, you pick out a bottle of wine. You don't realize it. You're about Bayer. You're picking the bottle you want. Now, if all the bottles are identical, this doesn't apply. But you're choosing the bottle you want, and you're putting it in the refrigerator for tomorrow. There's Bayer for Lachasman. Bayer for Lachasman is a problem. Certainly, if there's a pile of Sidurim and Chumashim, and you want to put it in the shelf and shul, and you pick out the Sidurim, you stick it in one shelf, you pick out the Chumashim, put it in another shelf, you're doing a wonderful thing. But that on Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's Bayer. If they're separated, that's Bayer. If you go around collecting Svarim, go around collecting Chumashim, and later go around collecting Sidurim. Don't collect everything, pile it up, and then do Bayer. And so, two beautiful Vertlach on Shabbos, and a 60-second Devar Halacha. It could be that this Devar Halacha, which took about 60 seconds, is going to be more valuable for you all your life, because an azhara, a reminder, something to be careful about in Hilchos Shabbos, there's nothing worth as much. And so, thanks for sticking with me for the entire 15 minutes, and with that, I would like to wish you one and all an absolutely wonderful Gevaldige Shabbos Kodesh, a wonderful Kabbalah Satayra, and Yitzhak Hashem, a march towards a time where you'll have that enthusiasm of a teenager, that drive of a teenager to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every possible moment. Good Shabbos to one and all.